This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rena, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted. What a week we had. If you don't follow me on Instagram or watch my stories, then maybe you don't know that we were all sick last week, and I missed my solo Tuesday episode because I was just too exhausted, and I didn't have time. Milo was home, my husband was home. And it just wasn't doable. So I missed the Tuesday episode that would have been published on September 29th. And now it is October 2nd. And I am recording the Tuesday episode for October 6th. I am in my living room. I am sitting next to my two lovely little angel Pomeranians that I love so much. Today was Milo's first day back at daycare since being home. And yeah, so the title of this episode is COVID Swabs and Apple Pie, and I will explain that, and I'm just going to kind of go over what our week was like with our first illness since quarantine and all this COVID stuff started in the world. So of course, last week, my mom and my mamere came down on Thursday because we had planned for them to come visit, and on the Friday, we were going to go to an apple farm nearby. And I was looking forward to this day for so long, like it was going to be so cute to take Milo to the apple farm, pick apples, they have animals that you can feed, and so yeah. I was really looking forward to it. We kept him home on that Friday from daycare for that reason. So we woke up Friday morning, everything was normal. His nose was a little bit runny, but I didn't think anything of it. Like, kids always have a runny nose. So we drove like the 45-minute drive to the apple farm. And we got to the apple farm around 11 a.m. and our plan was to stay there for like an hour and a half, and then drive home, and then Milo would have his nap. So yeah, the farm was super cute, like really well laid out, and they were only allowing a certain amount of people inside, and you had to wear your mask if you were like getting food or in crowded areas. So yeah, it was really, really great. Milo loves the animals, and we got him animal feed, and he was feeding the animals, and we walked around the orchard. We had lunch, and he was pretty cranky at lunchtime, which is weird because usually he loves eating, and I had some of his favorite things. We had corn on the cob, I got him a little hamburger, and we had potato wedges. But yeah, he was being pretty fussy at lunch. And in my mind, I was like, well, it's his nap time basically right now. And we just had a really busy morning. So yeah, he's tired. He's cranky. And leaving the apple farm was a shit show because he was cranky. And of course, my mamere, bless her heart, buys an ice cream cone and brings it over to Milo. And I'm like, oh, okay, he loves ice cream. So I'm thinking it's not a big deal. So I hand it to him because he's at the age now where he wants to hold everything. Like, you can't hold anything for him. So I hand him this like massive ice cream cone, and he's like slowly licking it, and it's really warm out. So it's starting to melt and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be a nightmare. So I'm trying to take it away from him and hold it for him. And of course, he's like pulling it away. And I'm thinking, like, he's going to drop it on the ground and then he's going to throw a tantrum and there's going to be this big mess to clean up. So anyways, my mamere comes over and she decides that she's going to try and get the ice cream cone away from him. And as she's trying to pull it away, she crushes the cone part of the ice cream and it just like falls on the floor and it like crushes in her hand. And we both had this like, oh my God, like reaction. And people that were waiting in line for their food like gasped and looked behind them because we made such a commotion. I was dying laughing. Milo's throwing a tantrum. Like, it was awful. I was literally like, get me out of this fucking apple farm. I'm going to lose my mind. Like, I was sweating. Like, it was brutal. So I'm trying to like move Milo towards the exit just to get out of this fucking place. And my mom and my mamere, of course, like near the exit, they have like the market where they have their fresh pies and like all the products that you can buy. And people are in line to, you know, buy all this stuff. And so my mom and my mamere were, you know, shopping in the market area, and I'm trying to get Milo out of the frickin' apple farm, and he's whining because I'm taking him away while my mamere and my mom are shopping, and he wants to be near them. So I finally get him outside of the friggin' market, and there was a wagon there and like an old tractor, so I kind of was able to distract him. And then finally they come out. I'm still sweating. And we walk towards the car, and then getting him into his car seat was a nightmare. Like, thank God I had two other adults to help me, because we would have just started a new life at the apple farm. And it's moments like this where I'm like, what if I decided on my own to bring him to the apple farm and like had all this trouble with him? And then on top of that, what if I had another friggin' child? Like, what do people do? It actually can be chaotic. Ugh. Anyways, so we got him in the car seat finally, and he slept the entire drive home. So like a solid 45 minutes passed out in the car. So I thought, okay, I guess once we get home, he's probably going to wake up and this is going to be his nap, because he usually has a hard time falling back asleep if we get home and he's already slept in the car. So when we got home and pulled into the driveway, when I turned off the car, he woke up and he was miserable. It was so unlike him. And from that point on, for the rest of the afternoon, he was just not himself, like miserable, wouldn't eat certain things. Like, it was just very odd. So at that point, I started to realize he must not feel good. Like, this is totally out of character for him. So we were just watching him closely and like trying to give him popsicles and things that he would like. And then we noticed that he kept reaching almost into the back of his throat, like his throat was bugging him. So when we would give him certain things, I think he wasn't eating it and he would kind of throw a fit because it was hurting his throat when he swallowed it. So this kept happening, you know, into the evening. Pri was on call. He was at work in the evening. So we did his bath. He was fine in the bath. And then when he got out of the bath, I tried to feed him because he didn't eat dinner. And again, it was just like a baby or like a toddler passed a meal and he swallowed it. He was so excited to eat it when he saw me bring it upstairs. And then when he tried to swallow it, he lost his mind. And so I knew that his throat must have been really bothering him. So I texted my husband at work and I told him what was going on. And I said, I think he has a really bad sore throat. And when I tried to give him his Tempra, he lost his mind because I think the Tylenol or whatever is in it burned his throat really badly. And it was so sad. Like, it broke my heart. So I was trying to look into his mouth and into his throat as best I could, but it's super hard with a toddler, obviously. And I noticed his tongue was a little bit like white and it had bumps on it. So I told my husband that. And what we had suspected was that he had strep throat. So my husband talked to another physician at the hospital, and they recommended that we bring him into the emergency room just because if it was strep throat, we would need to get antibiotics as soon as possible. So this was all at about like 7:30 at night on last Friday. So we packed everything up. I packed, you know, the diaper bag full of stuff just in case he was going to be at the hospital for a while, like extra clothes, snacks, his ice water, which was, the ice water was really helping his throat, I think, because he was drinking it a lot. The iPad with some shows downloaded for him. We had, you know, Woody and Buzz, of course, like a blanket. I really, when I know that I'm going to the hospital, I pack a lot of shit just in case. So the hospital that my husband works at is about a 20-minute drive from our house. So my mom came with me in the car with Milo and drove to the hospital with me. And my husband met us in the parking lot, and he is the one that brought Milo in to Emerge. And of course, because of COVID, I couldn't go inside. So initially we had planned that my mom and I would just stay in the parking lot, or I had to go fill up with gas. So I got gas and I got some food because I hadn't eaten all day. And my husband texted us and said, we're probably going to be here for a few hours, so you might as well just go home. And then I started to cry because I felt so bad that, like, I knew Milo was miserable. He wasn't feeling well. And obviously, like, being at the hospital is brutal on a good day. So I just felt so bad for my husband and for Milo that they had to be there and I couldn't be there, even if I wanted to be. And that now I was just going to go home without them. And it just, like, I just felt so bad. And my mom made a good point. She was like, you're projecting your uncomfortableness with being at the hospital and going through this situation onto Pri, like my husband. And I was like, you are so right, because my husband is super, like, calm, cool, and collected when it comes to these situations. He works at the hospital. Like, he knows all the physicians that are there. He, you know, is comfortable in the emergency room, and he knows how everything is working and what they're doing. And so it's not, he doesn't have the same amount of stress as I would going through that situation. But I definitely am projecting how I feel and how awful I would think this situation is onto my husband. And then I feel so bad about it. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with a stuffed, not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth, is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home, but for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has four flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. So my mom and I ended up going home. I cleaned, I prepared the guest room so that, like, I cleaned it totally, changed the bedding, got all Milo's stuff ready in it just in case he had to sleep with my husband that night. And my husband was sending us updates. And so what they did was a throat swab to check that it was strep, but the physician said he had absolutely no signs of strep when they looked in his throat. He didn't have a temperature or like a fever at the hospital. He did later on that night though, and they also did a COVID swab because just the symptoms that he presented with, and we would need a COVID swab anyways if we wanted him to go back to daycare. So they did the COVID swab, and I was terrified of that because I know they put like a massive swab way up your sinuses, and like Milo doesn't even like me to wipe his nose, so I thought he was going to do horrible with that, but my husband said it was really quick and it was uncomfortable for him, but he reacted to it, but that he was fine. So at the end of their hospital visit, they just concluded that it was a respiratory, like a viral respiratory issue, which I feel like that's always the case whenever Milo gets sick. It's just like a viral respiratory thing. So like there's not much that you can do and you just have to kind of manage the symptoms. So they got home around 10 or 10:30 p.m. at night. Milo was exhausted. We put him down in his crib and he fell asleep. But I know shortly after that, like, we all went to bed and my husband slept in the guest room and ended up getting him out of his crib after a few hours because he was up and he was upset. And so Milo slept with my husband that night, and I think the night after that as well. So my mom and my mamere left the next day, but obviously now Milo has had the COVID swab, so they went home and isolated themselves from their, like, my dad and my grandpa, because they wanted to make sure that it wasn't COVID, obviously. And the next day, Milo was still really sick, really upset, not himself. My husband and I at this point were fine. And then by Saturday evening, I started to get a sore throat and I was like, God damn it. So that night I put Halls and some sinus stuff beside my bed just in case. And sure enough, at 2:30 in the morning, I woke up with a raging sore throat and put a Halls in, and it, you know, it was fine. And then I fell back asleep, and then I was sick the next day, which was Sunday now. Like, my sinuses on the Sunday were out of fucking control. My husband gave me Dayquil to take, but I think what that did was like loosen up all the phlegm in my sinuses, and my nose would not stop pouring out all day. So frustrating that I ended up crying that evening because I couldn't do anything. I would stand up and my nose would just pour out. Anyways, this is riveting content, I know. So that was Sunday, and then my husband started to get sick on Sunday, so he couldn't go to work on the Monday. And because he's a physician and he's not allowed to enter the hospital with like certain symptoms, he had to get a COVID swab on the Monday and wait for his results. So now we were waiting for my husband's results and for Milo's results. And maybe you're wondering at this point why the episode is titled COVID Swabs and Apple Pie. And it's because my mom bought an apple pie for us on the Friday. And that's literally what I ate all weekend. Like breakfast, lunch. Didn't even feel bad about it. It was delicious. So our weekend was literally COVID swabs and apple pie. And a shit ton of Toy Story. I guess I should have called it COVID swabs, apple pie, and Toy Story. So it was an awful weekend, an awful week. It is the absolute worst when parents are sick and the baby is sick. Like, everyone is miserable. And luckily, you know, Milo's worst day, my worst day, and my husband's worst day were all on different days. But if it would have been the same day, like, oh my God, it would have been a nightmare. So on Sunday, that was my husband's worst day of being sick. And he took NyQuil before going to bed. And I slept with the dogs and with the monitor because I wanted him, obviously, to be able to sleep that night. And so Milo was doing a lot better at that point, but he still had a cough when he would lay down in his crib because he gets post-nasal drip. So literally, he was coughing all night in his sleep. Like, he was asleep, but he was coughing. It was insane. And if you follow me on Instagram and watch my stories, you know that I was up all night. I cannot sleep when he is coughing. And every single time he would cough, like, I would instantly start sweating and my heart just like starts racing. I don't know why, but when he coughs, it creates like this like anxious wave throughout my body. And then I have to check to make sure that he's not awake. So I look at the monitor and I make sure like he's laying down. I watch him for a little while until he stops coughing. And then I try and fall back asleep. And then before I know it, he's coughing again. And it's like the same thing over and over and over. Whereas my husband can sleep through all this stuff and he doesn't actually wake up unless Milo is up and really upset. Whereas me, like, one little noise and I can't sleep. So the next day, I was a freaking zombie. So exhausted. I had a nap in the afternoon for like 2 hours. It was insane. So yeah, we had a pretty lazy week. Milo wasn't back to himself till probably Wednesday. And so yeah, Monday and Tuesday, like, we watched a lot of Toy Story. He loves those movies. And I would literally play like Toy Story 1, then 2, then 3, then 4. And he would just cuddle with me on the couch, which I always want him to do. But when he's feeling good, he doesn't. He's like a busybody. He can't, like, he runs around and plays in his playroom. So I actually really enjoyed watching Toy Story and just cuddling with him. But at the same time, I was like feeling guilty that we were just watching TV all day. But like, come on, we're all sick. We're not feeling well. Like, just take a chill pill. And another thing that I felt guilty about all week was that we were eating not ideal nutritional content. Let's just put it that way. Like, easy food, ordering out a lot. Macaroni and cheese, all that kind of stuff. And to be honest, it was a struggle to get him to eat. So anything that he would eat, I was like, here, have it. Like, it didn't really matter. Timbits, like, whatever, granola bars, Cheerios, macaroni and cheese, Goldfish, whatever. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, Renee, like, you guys are sick. None of you feel well. Like, you should be eating the highest nutritional content possible. Like, this is what goes on in my head. And then it's like, shut up, brain. We're sick. I'm eating whatever I want to eat and whatever Milo is going to be happy eating. So go away. So what a nightmare the week was. And honestly, I don't know how people are going to live their life in a way that makes sense with all this like COVID stuff going on and the swabs that are needed in order for kids to return back to school, to daycare, and also for parents to be able to turn back or go back to work. My friend lives in Ottawa and she was saying that people are waiting in line to get COVID swabs at like 4 a.m. And so by the time the testing center even opens, they have a massive lineup that, you know, is all the people that they can take already. And then the having to wait for results like over a week or up to a week, or I think some places is like 10 business days, is also crazy. Because if your kid has just like cold symptoms, just like a typical cold, and you know, usually, like I know from our experience anyways, when Milo would get a little cold, like he was fine in like a day or two after being home. So now you get a cold, you bring your child home, but your child is going to be home now until they have the COVID results, which affects parents' ability to go back to work as well. And even then, if the parents get the cold, now they need a swab to return back to work, and now they're waiting for their results. It's like, holy shit. And if I think about how often Milo got sick, you know, pre-quarantine, like before all the COVID stuff started, like he was had a cold fairly often. And so he was constantly like coming home for a couple days, and then, you know, 2 weeks later he was home for a couple days. So I don't understand how this is gonna work. And I'm not saying for us, like for us it's fine because I'm at home. My husband works full-time out of the house, but I do not. So we are lucky in that I can take Milo home, no problem, and wait for results. It's not an issue. I might miss a couple podcast episodes, but that's okay. But people that have to work outside the home or even work from home, like regular hours, how do you do that with kids? Like, it's just, this whole thing is just, I don't understand. And to be honest, I feel so much for parents who are trying to work full-time jobs, who, you know, maybe they have multiple kids, one's in daycare, one's in school. So, you know, one child gets a cold, the other child gets a cold, and now you have two COVID swabs that you have to do. Parent catches a cold. Like, it's just, it's so much. And you hope that people's workplaces are, you know, being understanding and giving parents time to do what they need. But at the same time, it's like businesses need to function as well. So, you know, everyone's kind of getting screwed over. Oh my God, I just want life to go back to normal. I know just from talking with people on social media that a lot of kids are getting sick recently, and it kind of aligns with schools opening because Milo was fine. Like, I think he started daycare on August 27th and he wasn't sick at all. And then it seems like the week that schools opened, everyone is getting sick. Like, everyone I know that has young kids has had them home. And especially now that it's just regular, you know, cold and flu season, it's going to be really, really difficult to, you know, maintain any kind of normalcy when every symptom that somebody gets, they need to go get tested. I understand why that's what's happening right now, but, you know, I just don't know how this is going to be sustainable.
This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition-to-table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddos' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. So that is my little rant for today. I hope everyone is trying to stay healthy and, you know, keeping up with hand sanitizing and wearing masks and washing hands. Hopefully we can make it to Christmas without, you know, major spikes in the numbers, but we'll see. I was hopeful that, you know, I got this cold and the day that I was feeling better, I had no kind of sensation of a sinus infection because I have horrible sinuses. And every single time Milo got sick last year at daycare, I would catch his cold and like he would be fine within a day or two. But then I would catch his cold and every single time I would get a sinus infection after that lasted for weeks, just like a chronic, like low level sinus infection. It is awful. And so I didn't think that was happening this time, but it would appear that it is. So I am not happy about that because by the afternoon, my head just feels so heavy and like I'm all congested. And it's so frustrating because there's nothing that they can really do. I've tried antibiotics before. It doesn't do anything. And I can't keep taking antibiotics every single time I get a cold. So I just kind of have to let it run its course, which is so annoying. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. And I've been doing like the nasal rinses and all this garbage that I always do. I had surgery on my sinuses and on my nose in 2015 to straighten my septum. And so everything is good in there, allegedly. Maybe I should go get it checked again. I don't know if it's allergies or what, but my sinuses have issues big time. Anyways, enough about my sinuses. I'm going to wrap this episode up here. And I hope you guys enjoyed my little rant about our first illness post-quarantine. I am going to shower and get ready, and I'm meeting my husband at a house that we're going to go look at in a few hours, so I'm excited about that. And yeah, I will talk to you guys on the interwebs. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at the.mom.room. My website is reneerina.com. Friday's episode is all about CBD with Nadia from Icaria CBD Oils. It is so informative and such a great conversation. So definitely tune into that. I hope everyone is staying healthy, and I also hope that your children are sleeping tonight and every night after that.